Hey there, this is Heather McAllister, a health coach for women in midlife. I went from feeling fat and tired at 40 to living my best life ever 9 years later. I now feel better than ever in my body and in my clothes. I feel a renewed sense of purpose and energy, and I'm here to share that with you. It was not an easy path. I had a lot of missteps along the way. But all those missteps have made it easier to help women facing the same struggles. So I created the Get Better with Heather podcast to give you simple and effective strategies to do the same thing. So if you're a woman in midlife and you're struggling to feel good in your body, to take off extra weight without obsessing over food, to get motivated and get moving, then this podcast is for you. Hit the subscribe button to stay up to date, and let's get started. So today I'm going to talk to you about habit change, and I'm going to use an example from my life growing up. So not in the context of what I normally talk about, and I talk a lot about mindset shifts and habit change and how it impacts our health and how to live a healthier life, a more full life. And certainly this example can apply to it. It's just going to be an example from childhood because I thought it would help to just kind of open up your mind as to how powerful this can be and how life-changing this can be. And if this same principle is applied to your life in any way that you want to use it, it can help transform your life. So growing up in the 70s, I was what you would consider a hyperactive kid. I was wiggly. Teachers didn't always know what to do with me. I had a hard time sitting down and focusing on things. They actually held me back in kindergarten. So at that time, it wasn't really being called held back, but I went to reading and readiness. That's what they called it because I was having trouble learning. And I struggled. The teachers, honestly, they didn't know what to do with me. They put me in an advanced class and I would struggle. Put me in an easy class and it was too easy for me. They did all kinds of testing on me and they're like, she's bright. I remember my mother saying, you know, you're bright. Like they don't understand what the problem is. Why are you struggling sometimes in school with consistency? And, I was an okay student, so it wasn't terribly bad. So I think as I got into some of the older, like, you know, elementary school grades, like 5th, 5th, and 6th, like I did okay. I wasn't a great student. I probably got a mix of C's and B's, and I doubt I got any A's at that time. And then, you know, comes junior high school, and I'm really not a great student. And I know that I'm a little bit different. I'm a different thinker. I had little confidence in my ability in school because of that. But I tried, and, you know, then I was kind of an angry teenager there for a couple of years. So I'm not sure how hard I tried from 7th to 8th grade. And then as I got a little bit older, probably like 14 or 15, I realized just how important it was to me to do well in school. And I had, you know, big goals of going to college and all of that fun stuff. And I didn't want to think of myself as not smart. And that's actually how I kind of labeled myself. So going through school, like I said, I had little confidence that I could learn the way other people learned. Now, looking back, and knowing myself now and some of the things that come up for me, I most definitely or very, very likely was dealing with ADD and didn't know it. And so I forced myself to learn and I applied little strategies that worked for me. And they were little study habits here or there. I forced myself to focus and I found little tricks and things that helped me learn. I found creative ways to study. I did all the things. Like I literally found all of these little things that helped me learn. Now, what I was doing was building study habits. So just little habits that really helped me along the way. And all of these habits just became my MO. This is just how I did things, and I became extremely good at them. And yes, it took a little bit more effort for me than maybe somebody who does not have the brain that I have, the trouble focusing and all of that. But sometimes actually an ADD brain, you're able to hyper-focus on things. So that's another thing that I have to be really, really aware of, because that can create other problems because I can get so super focused. Although that was because I was so intent and so focused on doing well in school, I might have let everything else in my life slide a little bit because of that, but I did really, really well in especially college and then again in grad school. But I got really, really good at things that were so super hard for me. And it all came down to just having these little habits that one after another just became the way I did things. And I can't really remember how difficult it was for me to develop all these habits, but there was a point in time that those little habits were no longer difficult for me. There was sort of this like tipping point that I'd like to say, where at some point I became so good at being able to learn and write and remember things and put things together and calculate, math problems. And I actually have a really good ability to visualize things. So that's actually one of my stronger points. And I learned how to use that in school, like really visualizing and using other methods of learning. But it's this ability to just stack these habits one after the other. And at some point, things just all fall into place and it becomes really super easy. It becomes just who you are. And now I applied that to learning. And I'm not the only one who's done this. I know there's a lot of people out there that have ADD brains that have been able to, excel in school and all of that. But the point I'm trying to make in this story is that it's the same thing when it comes to learning to be healthy, and being able to live a healthy lifestyle long term. Because a lot of times we look at it like, oh my gosh, like it's so overwhelming. We don't know what to do. A lot of times we've, tried so many bad diets and done different things that really were not effective. So it has affected our confidence, right? Just kind of like I was in school, I was not a confident learner. I had this brain that worked a little differently. I wasn't your typical student. When I saw the person next to me getting A's, it just seemed like it came so easy to them. So the same kind of thing can go for weight loss. And if you look at somebody else who is, thinner, or you identify them as being, oh, I wish I could be like them, right? You might see that it looks easy to them to maintain a healthier weight. They're not struggling with their weight, that kind of thing. They've just kind of figured out the habits that work for them. And so it's a really helpful way of looking at health. It's the same thing, just like at work. You've kind of figure out your job and you know how to do it really well. Your job is really just made up of, for the most part, a lot of different habits that allow you to excel at it, because otherwise it would be hard if you had to really think about every single detail and decision that you make at work. And some jobs may be more complex and require more problem solving, but a large majority of the things that we do on a daily basis are really habitual. Our brain gets very good at being efficient so that it frees up energy for that higher thinking. So it's the same thing. And it may feel in the beginning like it's difficult. And there's a lot of different ways. There's some really awesome ways that you can help reward yourself to adopt some of these lifestyle changes, because the lifestyle changes, you don't always see the results of these changes right away. Whenever you're changing your physiology in your body, you could be going through all kinds of internal changes and not quite see the end result physically yet. You may feel better, all of that, but you may not quite see that end result. So anyway, it makes it a little harder sometimes to make these habit changes because we're not getting the rewards necessarily in real time like we do with some other things. But there does become a point in time when you stack these habits and you make these small changes where you kind of get to that tipping point. And at that point, that's when it just becomes who you are. It becomes easy. And, you're not having to think about it a whole lot. But in my opinion, long-term, weight loss, sustainable weight loss, and healthy living, really, that's really what we want, does come from making these habit shifts. And yes, your mindset and the way you're thinking about yourself and the way you feel and some of the beliefs that you have about yourself can get in the way. And if you think about me as a kid, who I didn't believe in myself, like I honestly did not think I was smart or capable or anything. I did have people in my life that were telling me that. So it was really good. And there were key people in my life that maybe even unknowingly really helped me make this shift and motivated me to make those changes. And the same thing can go for living healthy and losing weight. So if it's a struggle, I totally get it. It may not necessarily be an easy thing, but it doesn't have to be a really, really difficult thing. It just needs commitment and intention and forward thinking. So you really need to look into the future and think about where you want to be. It needs to be important to you. Otherwise, you're not going to be motivated to do it. Like, you really have to want it. And then sometimes it really does help to have somebody who's believing in you when you don't have that belief yet in yourself. So that's all I came on here to say today. I actually am so excited because I love the science of habit change, and I think it is really, really important for maintaining a healthy lifestyle and weight loss, amongst all kinds of other things. But I picked up this book, Atomic Habits by James Clear. So if you're interested in habit change, I would recommend it. I am going to read this, and it's going to actually be incorporated more in my coaching program. Because I want to get a little more science-y out there. I want to get some new tips and tricks and ways that I can help my clients make these awesome transformational changes in their life. And I know a lot of it really comes down to making sustainable habit changes. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast show, and I would love it if you hit the like, subscribe button, or gave me a good review. So that would be so awesome. It would be very exciting. Or give me some feedback on what I can come on here and talk to you all about. I'm open to learning. So would love the feedback. I'll talk to you soon. I am so excited to announce that I will be rolling out the Better Body Formula, which is an online health coaching program to help my lady friends like me in midlife struggling to lose weight and feel good in their bodies. It is a step-by-step approach with coaching as part of the program and something that you can do at your own pace.
So you could say goodbye to dieting and finally have an easy to follow formula, a formula that has taken years for me to develop because, yes, I was the guinea pig. I was the one going through all of these ups and downs and making all of these mistakes. But I've packaged all of those mistakes and all of the things that I've learned from my two certifications in health coaching, from all my knowledge about the human body, about the human brain, and about the life of a woman in midlife, a busy mom, a career woman, and how to implement the best program to finally take charge of your body, enhance energy, and learn how to listen to your body so that you're not having to go to experts and you're not having to go to books and people telling you, you know, totally different things. This is one program where you get to decide what is the best method for you and learn how to identify your unique roadblocks, the things that get in your way. I spent a lot of time self-sabotaging my weight loss efforts, and some of those were limiting beliefs that I had, and other reasons were totally physiological things that I didn't understand. If you want to get on the wait list, go ahead and click the link that's in the show notes. It is going to be an awesome program, self-paced. Like I said, it's going to have some coaching component to it, so I will be helping you throughout the way and helping you create awesome confidence that impacts your life in every way. To get on the wait list for the Better Body Formula, go to land.getbetterwithheather.com/betterbody. This is the wait list that I will use to send out email updates so that you are the first to know about this program when it becomes available, and I guarantee that there are going to be some awesome bonuses to the first few members of this program. So go ahead, sign up. All you have to do is put your email address in, and I will send you those updates.